Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Cleveland Connection. For the next hour, you'll hear conversations with people who make a difference in Northeast Ohio. Here's your host, Chelsea Lyons.
Good morning and welcome to Cleveland Connection. Our first guest we have is going to be a really fun one. It's the Cleveland Comedy Festival, and from there we have Rodney Bankston. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start off by just talking to the audience a little bit about what the Cleveland Comedy Festival is.
Okay, it's to celebrate the past, present, and future of comedy in Cleveland, and this is will be our 12th year. We started in the Hermit Club when that was still around. Now that building is part of the Hofbra House. And now our venues are in Playhouse Square and also down in the 78th Street Studios in the Super Electric Pinball space.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it is. It is fun. We sometimes when we have shows down there, the owner sets up that so people can play pinball, so they have a night out of pinball and comedy.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to pause the interview and go down there. No, I'm kidding. Ronnie, what is some history on how the Cleveland Comedy Festival got its start?
Well, John Wellington, who's still one of the co-directors of the festival, Joe Hannum and John David Sidley, they all got together, you know, a little more than 12 years ago and said, hey, we should have a festival. Other cities do. And they got together and, like I said, started at the Hermit Club, and then it grew into the festival today where we have, probably a couple thousand people during the festival coming out to see comedy.
And you mentioned this has been going on for 12 years.
Yes.
So aside from what you've kind of already mentioned, what is the actual, purpose of having a comedy festival in our community?
Well, it's to promote comedy here, also to bring people in from out of town. And we focus and target the up-and-coming comedians. This way, they can see what a cool comedy town Cleveland is. And they also, many of them are looking to get to the next level in their comedy careers. If they're an opener, they might want to be a feature act. If they're a feature act, they're trying to aim to be a headliner. And festivals like this help that. And we had one of our winners one year after this. He was chosen for the Johnny Carson Festival, and that's an invitation-only festival. So you can't even apply for that. They select you, and he won that. So, we have some good talent coming out of the festival.
That's cool. You mentioned it's a great place for up-and-coming comedians to get, noticed. If someone's listening to this and they are an up-and-coming comedian and they want to be a part of that, how would they do that?
For the festival, what they would do is apply, and we have a screening process where they send in videos, and then there's a selection committee that selects, who's going to be in that year. It's usually 30 to 40 some comedians that are selected each year.
Okay. You mentioned Playhouse Square and one other venue. Is it just those two venues, or are there more than just those two?
Those are the two main ones. We might add one or two more, and those are usually more of open mic things. And we also, at Not Your Parents' Basement in the 78th Street Studios, we're going to have one night where the public can come up too and just, if they want to try their hand, just, first time at comedy. Earlier in the evening, we're going to have that available.
Also kind of like an open mic type deal.
Right.
That's cool. What are the dates that this is going to be happening on?
It'll be November 13th through 17th. And, the main shows are going to be Wednesday through Saturday, more of a nightclub feel thing. And then on Sunday, we'll have our more family-oriented day, our class clown, where we've taught kids how to do stand-up in ages like 9 to 17. And then we are also having two clean comedy showcases.
So Sunday would be the day to bring the kids out.
Right. That would be correct.
Not other days. So content-wise, what can the festival goers kind of expect?
Well, it can run the gamut because, especially since you have people from all over the country coming in, and sometimes we'll also have people with, backgrounds where they've come from other countries too. So, it can be from silly to, political to, just standard, whatever you want to call stand-up. So it runs the gamut every year.
Okay. And you're a comedian yourself, aren't you?
Yes.
Are you performing?
Yes, I'll be at the Clean Showcases. So, I'm the family-friendly guy, I guess.
So we'll have a chance to see you on Sunday.
Yes.
So if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and right now we are speaking with Rodney Bankston, and he is with the Cleveland Comedy Festival. Rodney, we are talking about you being a comedian, you performing. Who are some of the other acts that people can expect see?
Other acts, like our two main headliners, is Shane Torres, who's been on a lot of international film festivals. He's been on TV. He's a podcaster, actor. He's one of those do-it-all kind of guys. So he'll be coming in on Saturday evening at Playhouse Square in Kennedy's Theater doing two shows. Then Curtis Cook, who is a Cleveland Comedy Festival alum. After he left Cleveland, he went to Portland first, and now he's out in L.A. He's a writer for the Jim Jeffries Show, along with doing stand-up.
That's fun. And then you mentioned there's going to be about 30 other acts on
top
of that?
Yes, and they'll be in more of a showcase setting where each of them will be doing like 7 to 8 minute sets a night. So you can come and you can see 10 comedians in a show.
So how do the tickets for this work then? Do you have to buy like one ticket for the whole week, or does it vary based off the show?
It varies. Like Playhouse Square, those are all individually priced. And then we have a pass that you can buy, I think, for $25 for Not Your Parents' Basement shows for the week, for the Wednesday through Saturday. And you can also, buy them at the door. And although the one thing I will say is last year we did have sellouts of the Women in Wine show and the Clean Comedy Showcase. So, you never know how things are going to sell, but those were what was popular last year.
So speaking of the sellouts, what's the capacity for an event like this?
Most of the theaters, because we're a small festival, are, I'd say, in the 100-seat range. So it's like in Kennedy's, it's like a cabaret-type thing. And then Not Your Parents' Basement is that we have the space, but we also have space that is taken up by pinball machines. So, again, it's probably around that same a number.
Okay. Do people have to buy the tickets in advance, or can they get them at the door?
They can get them at the door. Like I said, though, there are some cases where shows have sold out. So, you want to check. And I'd say, Saturday is always the most popular day for tickets because that's kind of, going out night in Cleveland. So that might be the day if you're planning going, especially that night, you might want to buy early.
Now, will there be two shows happening at once in two different venues, or is it kind of like only in the Playhouse venue on one night and only in the Not Your
Parents' Basement?
Basement.
Yeah, want to make sure they're both included. But there'll be shows at both all nights, basically. So, and okay. The Sunday shows are during the day. It's like noon, 2, and 4 for those shows.
Okay. And you are holding a few free shows also, correct?
Yes, like some of those open mic and a couple other things. And they can check the website at clevelandcomedyfestival.com for all the specifics on that.
Okay. And will the website also kind of give them like a schedule of who's performing where?
Yes, it will. The only thing is it won't give them a schedule, and most people would know that, a breakdown on all the comedians coming from out of town, because sometimes those get switched up depending on people's schedules where, maybe they can't make it in Thursday and they switch with somebody, that kind of thing.
Okay. Rodney, explain to me what Best of the Fest is.
Okay, so we're going to have, a couple showcases during the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then on Saturday, the judges will pick, we have people within the comedy industry pick, and they will select a couple to go through for the best of the fest, and those people will then perform in a showcase on Saturday as, you know, the best comedians that we'd seen this year.
So if you want to go to the best of the fest, do you have to get, like, advance tickets for that, kind of like a Super Bowl type deal where you don't know who's going to be playing, but you got to get your tickets anyway for it?
Well, again, I would suggest getting the Saturday ones early just because that's, you know, the best selling night of the festival. And, you know, some people, yes, they wait to see, let's say, if they know somebody, if their friends are going to be in it. But other years we've had people buy ahead of time because they just want to see who's the best of the fest anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that sounds really fun. So if you're just tuning in with us, once again, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and we are speaking with Rodney Bankston. He is with the Cleveland Comedy Festival. Rodney, I have to ask, you did say you're a comedian and you did say you're performing. So can you tell us one of your favorite jokes?
Well, this is just, you know, you have to paint the picture that I'm dressed very nerdy in a, you know, suit and looks like a very uptight guy. My opening line was, I come out and say, you can tell that I'm a man that wants to live on the edge, but my mom won't let me.
That's funny. A funny little dad joke. I like it. All right. So if you want to see Rodney or anybody else at the Cleveland Comedy Festival, get your tickets now. Rodney, once again, where can they go to get those tickets?
They can go to clevelandcomedyfestival.com or playhousesquare.org.
All right. Did you have anything else that you would like to add?
I would just, you know, hope to see everybody else come out and have a good time. And the other thing is, on Sunday, there is no Browns game that day that you have to worry about because they're playing Pittsburgh on Thursday.
It's like you planned that or something.
I wish I could say I did, but just luck.
Well, Rodney, thanks for coming in and talking with us about this. I'm so excited for the festival this year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to Cleveland Connection. Here again is Chelsea Lyons.
Our next guest today, we've had him in before, Brandon Smith with Social Security. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to see you again.
Pleasure to have you here. Let's start off, just for some people who are maybe confused on what Social Security is, can you start by letting us know what it is?
Sure, I'll give you sort of the Cliff Notes version of what Social Security is. Essentially, it's a federal government agency that pays benefits to 65 to 69 million Americans on a monthly basis. We administer the Social Security retirement program, spousal benefits, Social Security disability, supplemental security income, and of course, we issue the Social Security cards to people.
So, what are the benefits of using Social Security?
Well, as far as, you know, collecting Social Security benefits, if you work, you pay into the system for at least 10 years on a part-time basis. Once you're in your early 60s, you got to be at least 62 years old. You're potentially eligible for Social Security retirement benefits. If a person is married, his or her spouse is potentially eligible for a spousal check based on work record of their husband or wife. We pay benefits to children. So if a person's on Social Security receiving retirement benefits or disability benefits, or if unfortunately has passed away, their children may qualify for benefits. Lots of individuals are receiving survivor benefits. An individual, a parent, a mother, father, husband, wife, unfortunately passes away, their surviving spouse, their dependent children, even parents under some circumstances might be eligible for benefits. So you know, arguably we're one of the most successful domestic programs in the country's history, you know, paying benefits to people, keeping some people out of poverty, helping people, you know, to maintain their quality of life.
So is there a recommended age on when you should start paying into this?
I try to maintain a certain level of neutrality and not tell people what they should do, but you have to be at least 62 years old for Social Security retirement benefits. Spousal benefits, survivor benefits could come at earlier ages depending on your circumstances. But if you're out there, you know, knock on wood, you're still healthy, you're still working, and you're thinking, you know what, I'd really like to sit back and spend some more time with the grandkids or the spouse. When can I start to collect benefits from us? You need to be at least 62 years old for Social Security benefits. But you have to remember, the sooner you start taking the checks, the smaller the amount is versus waiting until you're older. The longer you wait, the more money you'd get per month. The largest age-based retirement check is payable if you wait till you're 70.
I understand there's some changes coming up. Let's get into the details of those. Would you like to start with the first one?
Sure. This is some news that people that are on Social Security usually wait for on an annual basis. It's called the COLA, the cost of living adjustment. It's the increase that people are anticipating getting for their benefits. So Social Security has announced that it will be an increase going into 2020. It's a 1.6% cost of living adjustment. That's for about 69 million people. We got about 63 million people getting Social Security benefits and about 8 million people that are collecting supplemental security income. Now, there is some overlap. There are some people that are getting both those benefits. So if you're getting supplemental security income, the check that you get on December 31st should have shown the increase. And then those that are on Social Security receiving benefits, the check they get in the month of January should be 1.6% larger than it was previously.
Oh, that'll make a lot of people happy.
It will. It would.
What are some of the other updates and changes that people can expect?
Well, anytime we, you know, we release the information regarding the cost of living adjustment, we also release new information about how much you can work and earn and receive benefits. We show you how much you can, how much the maximum taxable amount is. So I'll just go over these numbers really quickly. I don't want to bombard people with too much information. So as far as what we call the maximum taxable amount, that's the maximum amount that you'd be taxed on your wages towards Social Security. So in 2019, that amount was $132,900. Going into 2020, that amount is $137,700, which means if you have two individuals, one person making $200,000, which is great money, it's probably half of what you make, but it's still pretty good money, versus someone who's making $200 million, as far as we're concerned, they both made the same amount of money. They both paid in $137,700, so that maximum taxable amount is going up a little bit. As far as the credits that you can earn to be eligible for benefits, remember, those 10 years really equate to what's called 40 credits. You can earn up to 4 credits per year. In 2019, a credit of coverage is $1,360. That's going up a little bit to like $1,410 for 2020. And then the amount of money that a person can work and earn while still receiving benefits. So if someone isn't going to turn 66 years old at all in 2019, they can make up to $17,640. That amount is going up to $18,240 for 2020. So if you're not going to be 66 years old at all in 2020, you can make up to $18,240 and still receive all of your checks. I'm using notes because I haven't memorized these numbers yet. It takes a while when you're my age for all this stuff to sort of burn into your brain. If you're going to be 66 next year, we only care about how much money you're going to make in the months before your 66th birthday. And in the months before you turn 66 in 2020, which seems so futuristic, but it'll be here before you know it, you can make up to $48,600 and still collect benefits. So when people hear, oh, it's a retirement benefit, by no means do you have to actually stop working. There are just certain limits depending on how old you are to how much you can work and earn, still collect all of your checks.
So could they still collect checks while working?
Sure. So let's say a person next year in 2020 is going to be 63 years old and they're only going to make, you know, 16, 17 grand. Those amounts are under the allowable limit. So if you want to, once again, we don't offer any specific advice on what you should do. But if you're saying, hey, look, I'm 63 years old. I want to start collecting my check. I'm going to make 17 grand. Since $17,000 is under the allowable limit, sure, you can collect all the benefits that you do for that year and work and earn that amount of money.
With some of the changes happening, does the allowable limit change, or is that in concrete?
It usually changes annually. So, you know, for next year, we know what the numbers are. As of now, we don't know what the 2021 numbers are. So as we get towards, you know, the end of the year, I just tell people, hey, look, we usually release this information in October or so. So just, you know, maybe hold off until then, because we don't want to say, hey, look, here's how much money you can make and base it on the current year, because usually those amounts go up a little bit every year.
Lots of great information. If you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and right now we are talking with Brandon Smith from the Social Security Administration. Brandon's been kind of going over some of the changes that are coming up for 2020. Explain to me, what is the My Social Security Retirement Calculator?
Okay. So I've been on the show for a couple of times, and I usually mention something called a My Social Security account. It's essentially, it's an online account that allows you to check your information online. You can check your statement. You can check to make sure we have your correct wages. If someone's already on Social Security, you can change your address, your telephone number, your direct deposit, get a 1099, and do a whole bunch of good stuff, including getting a replacement Social Security card. Not in Ohio yet, but it's hopefully, knock on wood, it'd be coming soon. The retirement calculator is another tool that allows you to go in and sort of play around with the numbers to see what your benefits would be depending on if your earnings went up and down. So I used this earlier this morning. I logged into my account and it would let me get estimates of what my retirement benefits would be based on different earnings amounts. So if I thought, hey, look, until I retire, I'm going to make X amount of dollars. The retirement calculator would show me what the benefit amount would be. If I said, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to make a little bit less money. It would show you what the fluctuations in your benefit would be. So it really gives you the opportunity to kind of gauge how much your benefit would be depending on how much money you think you're going to make per year while working, which can really be good for retirement planning, no matter how young or old you are. I'm not ashamed to say I'm in my mid-40s. I mean, I've been with Social Security for 16 years, and those were quick 16 years. And, I'll blink and I'll be in my 50s and 60s. So it isn't something that, you know, you don't want to all of a sudden wake up at 62 and say, you know what, I better go check into Social Security. You want to have your ducks in a row as much as you can to see what your benefit is so you can kind of make some financial planning and some financial decisions.
So what are some of the other benefits, Brandon, to doing this online as opposed to going into the office or trying to do this over the phone?
You can apply for benefits every single day of the year. So, and we were talking prior to the show about the holidays, be it Christmas, New Year's, Super Bowl Sunday, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. You can apply for benefits if you want to. It's a Saturday, it's a Sunday, it's a Tuesday evening. You want to apply for benefits. You don't have to go to an office if you don't want to. You can apply online for retirement benefits, spousal benefits, disability benefits, Medicare. You can do it in a piecemeal fashion. Hey, I got 5 minutes today. I got 15 minutes tomorrow. I'll pick up, you know, next week, next weekend, and I'll finish off my application. You can pick up from where you left off.
Oh, that's
on,
cool.
On the path. So you don't feel like, hey, I got to sit here for the next hour and apply for benefits. You know, life comes at you fast. You go into the movies later on today. Maybe you're going to go to dinner. You got some other stuff to do. Just pick up where you left off. You'll get a reentry number and allows you to pick up from where you left off. And once again, wherever you want to be, you can apply. You got your internet connected device. You got Wi-Fi. You know, maybe you're sitting at the art museum using their Wi-Fi to apply for benefits. You're at home. You're at a library, your computer center. You don't have to physically go to an office if you don't want to.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's technology's crazy.
It's moving fast. It's moving fast.
Aside from the retirement calculator, what are some of the other things that you can do online?
All right. So I'll just use myself as an example. I'm someone who I'm working like you, but neither one of us is receiving benefits yet. So number one, you can use the My Social Security account just to check to make sure your information is correct. Maybe you have a loved one who's about to apply for benefits. You can help them apply or get them started online. All of our publications and brochures are available online. Our website can link you to our social media pages, you know, whether it be Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, our blog, our YouTube page. You can get a paper application that you can print off in a PDF format of the Social Security card. That's the probably the replacement Social Security card is probably what drives the most foot traffic in. And as I mentioned before, currently Ohio isn't a state, as of right now this taping, isn't a state in which you can get it online, but you can still get the application off our website. You can still print it off. It'll tell you what documents you would need. It would tell you where your local office is based on your zip code. So just think of the website as sort of an extension of the service, of the online, I mean, of the in-office or the phone service. You know, answering basic questions, we have FAQs, telling you where your local office is, giving you the local office hours, giving you toll-free national numbers, phone number, really benefit calculators, benefit planners, a lot of useful stuff for you to be able to make the best decisions for you whenever you're about to apply for benefits.
Okay. Brandon, what are some of the office hours and locations around the Cleveland area?
Sure. So we're really lucky here in greater Cleveland area. Here in Cuyahoga County, there are more offices than any place else in the state. There are 8 offices. Each office is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., except for Wednesdays when we close to the public at noon. Where our local offices are closed to the public on the weekends and on 10 federal holidays. Here in Cuyahoga County, there are 4 offices within the city limits and 4 in the suburbs. There's my office in the downtown area. We're in the federal building, East 9th Street and Lakeside, across from City Hall and Public Hall. We don't have free parking, if that matters to you. There's our Cleveland Northeast office, which is on South Waterloo and 152nd. It's down right down from the Cleveland Food Bank. There's an office on the corner of 116th and Shaker Boulevard across from the Rice Library. And we have an office on Lorraine Avenue, 7517 Lorraine. Those are the 4 Cleveland City offices. Then we have an office in Middleburg Heights, Pearl, south of Bagley, across from Toman Funeral Home. An office in Beechwood on Parkes Drive. We have a Warrensville office, 18711 Miles Avenue, over by the old Miles Drive-In Movie Theater. If you're of a certain age like me and you remember the old drive-in movie theater. And then there's our Lakewood office. It's at 17513 Detroit Avenue. It's next to a Dunkin' Donuts. So,
there you go.
Yeah, get you some coffee and a donut and come see us.
All right, if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. We're talking with Brandon Smith on the Social Security Administration. Earlier in the interview, we went over some of the changes coming to Social Security for 2020. And then where is the website that people can go to get more information?
Sure. If you want to get a little more info regarding Social Security, you can go to our website, which is socialsecurity.gov. Our toll-free national number is 1-800-772-1213. And as I mentioned, there are 8 offices in Cuyahoga County, 4 in the city, 4 in the suburbs. And for those listeners that don't live in Cuyahoga County, there's an office in Lake County, there's an office in Lorain County, we have 2 in Summit, there's 1 in Ashtabula. So most counties will have at least 1 office. Summit County and Lucas County both have 2. Those offices are in Akron and Toledo, respectfully.
All right, Brandon, thank you for coming in today and talking with us about this. Lots of great information there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to Cleveland Connection. Here again is Chelsea Lyons.
Our next guest today, we have Mackenzie Platten, and she is with the Huntington's Disease Society of America. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Mackenzie, let's just start off, for a lot of people who don't know, by just describing what Huntington's disease is.
Huntington's disease is a devastating brain disorder that is genetic. And at present, there is no cure for it. It's kind of like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, all rolled into one horrible disease. And currently, like 1 in 10,000 Americans are affected by this disease. But I think that there's a lot more, because a lot of people tend to like hide in the dark. The symptoms are very devastating and very embarrassing. So what we want to do is kind of raise awareness about what the disease is and how you can get tested if you're interested in getting tested, and just making sure that people know what kind of support is out there for them in case they need it, and they can keep themselves informed about the disease and be ready for when the treatment comes.
Wow. That's a lot. So I understand you and your family have personally been affected by this, correct?
That's right.
Did you want to tell us a little bit about your journey?
Sure. What happened was my father had started exhibiting symptoms about 10 years ago, and they were very unlike him. He was always getting in fights with people. He would yell at waitresses for no reason. We thought he had short man syndrome, but he was just a very fiery guy that always got into everybody's face, and it was really embarrassing. And then he started ruminating about strange scenarios in his head, you know, just really strange things that wouldn't typically be part of his personality. So we kind of got together as a family and said, hey, Dad, there's something going on. Let's get you into therapy, you know, talk about some of the things that are happening. And at the same time, my aunt was telling us that we had an uncle, a great uncle, that had Huntington's disease. And it was possible that my father could have it too. He just continued to get worse and worse. And during this time, when things came to a head, my aunt decided she was going to get tested for Huntington's disease. And she met with us, and with her results, it turned out that she was, in fact, positive. So we ended up getting my dad tested, and he was positive as well. So I think a lot of people out there, too, you know, especially if they were adopted, they don't realize that, you know, this is something that they should take seriously, because it does affect you psychologically. As embarrassing as it might be, there's medicine out there that you can take for these psychological symptoms. You know, my dad is at a stage of his disease where he's now in hospice. So he's in late stage. He's in a bed. He has to be fed. He won't communicate unless it's really important. Like, you know, he has to go to the bathroom. He has to have help and things like that. So it's really sad, because he was a marathon runner. His body is really strong. He has a really strong heart. But his poor brain is just deteriorating. And
how old is he?
He's 67.
That's young.
Yeah. With that being said, my sister and I, we were continuing to have our family. And we decided that if we got tested, then we always have the option of doing in vitro fertilization, maybe, you know, selecting the egg that doesn't have HD kind of thing. So when we both got tested, we both found out that we were gene positive. My sister took it pretty hard because she didn't really realize that she had a chance. I really kind of knew I had it because I had already started exhibiting memory loss. I have a hard time prioritizing. I have a hard time formulating words. Like, I'm struggling even now to pick words to say. And we're both college educated. We're both business professionals. I'm in IT. So it's kind of humiliating sometimes when we're at work and we forget things, or, you know, we struggle meeting with people or completing our tasks on time. So I kind of looked at it as an important piece of information on how I'm going to live the rest of my life. I wanted to be on top of my symptoms. And it worked out because now I'm on medication for my psychological symptoms, and I'm still a very successful businesswoman. And I'm really proud of, you know, the steps that I've taken to kind of keep myself ahead of the game and informed of the latest treatments that are coming out. My sister as well, she's really doing amazing. I think that's why we kind of talk about our experience a lot. It helps others that are kind of get very down and depressed about their genetic result. But there's still a lot out there that can help you along the way. You just kind of have to be creative as you evolve with this disease. And right now, you know, unfortunately, it might be that my dad is not going to make it because of this disease. But hopefully with his story and ours, many others will survive because of that.
So if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and right now we are talking with Mackenzie Platten. She is with the Huntington's Disease Society of America. So, Mackenzie, after you found out that you had this, how did you end up getting involved with the Huntington's Disease Society of America?
You know, when we first found out, we went to Borders and Amazon to try to find books about it. I think there was like 3 books. And they weren't catered really towards people with Huntington's. It was more about like the caregivers, tips and things like that. We found it, there was a lack of information about how to live your life positively and still maintain a level of confidence and getting through each day, and you multitask. So what we did was we joined the local board and we started with events, and it gave us a sense of, hey, we're doing something towards finding a cure for our own disease, and that made us feel really good. And then that led to also learning about trial studies that are out there.
Do you or any of your family participate in any of these trial studies?
So my sister's participating in a really big trial study right now. And she actually has to go and get injections every few months. And you feel like you're really, you know, being a part of something big. There's a study that's just kind of like out there to just track the symptoms and kind of help doctors and medical staff kind of understand the disease from an observational standpoint. So they can kind of be aware of, you know, things that can happen like outwardly for somebody, or even the psychosomatic symptoms that happen. So I was part of that. I'm just waiting for the next trial study that I could be a part of too. I'm kind of in that stage where I don't have the outward symptoms yet. So it's hard to identify like if a drug would be helping me. So I'm at this standpoint where I can't wait, where, you know, I can really make a difference and be part of a drug trial. But the exciting part is that in the past 10 years, we've made tremendous strides as an organization to provide knowledge to the families, knowledge to people with HD, knowledge to medical community about the disease. And it's not just like one of those rare diseases that nobody talks about. It's something that we're facing head on. And I think it's exciting because Huntington's disease is now identified as the most curable, non-cured disease. So what that means is we're like on a brink of being able to cure this thing because of the latest treatments that they're in trial studies for. And we've also have a gene repeat that is identifiable in blood tests. So now people can find out if they have the disease at an early age and start getting treatment, whatever is available, as far as keeping them as healthy as possible for as long as possible, because things can happen so unpredictably and happen overnight. You want to kind of stay on top of things, mm-hmm. for sure, if you have Huntington's disease.
So if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and right now we are talking with Mackenzie Platten. She is with the Huntington's Disease Society of America. So does the medicine you were talking about, it doesn't, reversal's not the right word, but is that the best way to manage it? Like, there's no surgery or anything to help with this because it's genetic, correct?
That's right.
So really, the best way to fight against this is early detection and getting on medicine, correct?
Well, for instance, I started antidepressants way before I probably needed to, because it helps with rumination and anxiety. But I wasn't really ever depressed, you know. So if you have a psychiatrist that knows about Huntington's disease, they'll kind of lead you into the direction of what kind of medicines are available for the symptoms that you have, even though that you may say, well, I don't need to go on an antidepressant because I'm not depressed. Well, you know, it also helps with, you know, the inappropriate behaviors that can happen. Bad judgment calls. It helps with things like that. I also take Ritalin to stay focused. So you would think that, oh, you know, Ritalin is for ADHD, right? So I don't have that, but it is a focus medicine. So I take just a little bit of it every day, and it's just helps keep me like on task. And it's been a huge saver to my career, actually. So I'm really grateful that there's something out there.
Yeah, for sure. Do you know if Huntington's disease can kind of, I'm trying to think of the best way to word this, because if you don't have prior family history of it, is there a chance that it could be dormant from person to person and maybe show up like a couple generations later?
No, it doesn't skip a generation.
Okay.
So like my son's at risk. Anybody that whose parent has it has a 50-50 chance of getting it. But like my family, it turned out that there was only maybe one or two people that tested negative for it. So it felt like everybody got it. So it was just weird how it plays out. But that's what textbook answer is. You have 50-50 chance of inheriting the disease if your parent has it. We have children that are at risk, and we have decided, my sister and I, to keep them involved in the activities for, there's a National Youth Alliance, HDYO, and it kind of exposes them to the disease at an early age, and we're trying to kind of give it to them in small doses so they don't feel afraid, they don't feel like they're unsupported, or they don't know where to go to get answers, much like my sister and I were.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually working out really well. My nephew is really involved in the chapter. He is our official junior board member for Northeast Ohio, and he's only 15.
Wow.
So he goes to New York, or I'm sorry, to Washington, D.C. to meet with senators and the House of Representatives to talk about our HD Parity Act. So some children really get involved, and it helps them feel like they're doing something about mom's diagnosis. And I think it leaves them with a powerful feeling. But it's always, you know, up to the parents' discretion, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
My father tried to commit suicide twice, and the kids were a witness to that, unfortunately. So things like that can come up. So you kind of want to prepare your children in case that might happen.
That's the reality of the disease.
Right.
And so you can't really sugarcoat it or hide from it.
Yeah.
So right now we're going to take a quick pause. And when we come back, they have an upcoming event. I know the first half of this has been very real, very in your face. But the thing I love about this event is that, like you were mentioning earlier, you're trying to bring some positivity to this disease as well, right?
Right.
So we're going to get into that. We will be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Cleveland Connection. Here again is Chelsea Lyons.
All right, welcome back to Cleveland Connection. And right now we are talking with Mackenzie Platten with Huntington's Disease Society of America. So we've been talking to Mackenzie for a little bit, and she's been going into some details of the disease. Now we're going to talk about, they have an upcoming event. Mackenzie, why don't you share some information about this with us?
Yeah, I'm so excited. This year is going to be beautiful. It's called Sparkle Festival of Trees, and it's our, we try to do a theme every year because we want to keep it, you know, mixed up and fun for
and
everybody.
Fun, yeah.
So this year it's not, you know, a specific culture or, you know, it's not necessarily Christmas related. It's more, along the lines of just celebrating the season. We are having at least 14 trees to auction off for Huntington's disease. And these trees are not just filled with just ornaments. They're packed with gift cards and spa gift certificates and trips, and toys and gadgets. So we're really excited to share these trees with the community. And we also have a 25-person orchestra band coming called the Moonlight Serenaders. So with that being said, it's going to be an amazing holiday event that people of different cultures could come and enjoy. All proceeds support the Huntington's Disease Society of America, our local chapter. We have educational events that need to be funded. We have a social worker that is specifically trained in Huntington's disease, which is very important for social working. And we need pay those salaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
So also we have respite care opportunities. We go to nursing homes and we work with the staffs to educate them. We go and visit the people in nursing homes at their own home even to talk and provide support. So it's really important that we, you know, have that money coming in. But not only that, it also provides the money towards finding a cure for this disease. So that's really exciting for me. I always say when I get to speak at these events, I always thank everybody and say, hey, you guys are my hero. You're my personal hero. You're saving my life. And you get an opportunity to do that now and see it. If you ever wanted to contribute to a disease that you're going to see a treatment for and a cure for right around the corner, this is your opportunity. And also we have Stephanie Schaefer coming, which is really exciting this year. So she's agreed to MC the event for us. We have an aggressive fundraising goal this year. It's about $250,000. And we're at $145,000 at this moment. So
okay,
we're
you're
really,
close.
Yeah, we're really close. After we do our, you know, our trees, we also have some trips that we're auctioning off, a boat cruise, things that people can win. And also we have like a Chinese silent auction for people that just want to buy raffle tickets. But the tickets are $175 a person. If you are somebody that has Huntington's disease or your family afflicted with Huntington's disease, you can contact us and we do have scholarships. So if you just want to attend to check it out and you don't necessarily have the money to come, we are happy to provide you with tickets. That's always something that's really nice, I think.
Where is this located at?
So it's going to be at Lander Haven this year.
Oh, it's going to be so nice.
Yeah, it's they have a beautiful venue. It is, and the food is amazing.
It's delicious.
I know.
So good. Usually banquet food is like, but Lander Haven gets it every single time. Delicious.
Right. Over the past 10 years, we kind of went from like mom and pop, like little tiny events to these big, extravagant galas, and the food just gets better and better. And we've been having it at Lander Haven for the past 4 or 5 years, and they just nail it every time. So mm-hmm. I'm grateful for them for hosting, helping us host this.
And one more time, when is the date of this going to be?
It's Friday, November 22nd, and it starts at 6:30 p.m. We usually have people come in and get cocktails and start mingling, and then we, you know, invite everybody into the main hall to see all of our prizes and all of our auction items. And we give a little educational update about what's going on with the disease and what's going on with our local chapter. I have to start preparing my speech. I have my dress, but my speech is not
ready. What's your dress
yet.
Look like?
It's sparkly.
There you go.
Very sparkly.
Well, this sounds like it's going to be a really fun event. And you have some great prizes there. You said a cruise. You're talking about spa gift cards, all kinds of Christmas trees full of goodies. So if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons. And right now we are talking with Mackenzie Platten. She is with the Huntington's Disease Society of America. So if people are listening to this and they're like, yeah, this sounds great, I want to be a part of this, are you taking any more sponsors?
Of course, yes. We have our website, which is www.hdsa.org/NEOH. And then you go to the Sparkle Celebration of Hope link, and you can see where you can buy tickets and become a sponsor. We have our several levels of sponsorship. Our 30,000, which is our Platinum Angel title sponsor. 25,000 is our Golden Shining Star sponsor. 15,000 is a Silver Sleigh Bell sponsor. Winter Wonderland sponsor is 10,000. Crystal Snowflake sponsor is 5,000. Sparkling Tree of Hope is 2,500. Hope for the Holidays package is 1,000. Woolen Mittens package is 500. And then again, the Sparkle tickets are $175 each.
And all of that goes towards helping find a cure for this disease.
That's right.
That's great. And where can people go to get more information on the event itself?
They can go to, again, www.hdsa.org/NEOH.
All right. Mackenzie, did you have anything else you would like to add regarding this?
Again, it's become an event that we have every year that it's almost like a big family reunion for me. And I would love to meet you if you're new and you want to get involved. We need volunteers. We want to meet more families. So I'd like to encourage you to come and be a part of our family. We have so much fun. We try to make it positive and share our stories and in a nice and supporting warm environment. So I encourage you to come and be part of our family and be my own personal hero towards this struggle that I'm faced with. And if you take time out of your busy lives to do that, I greatly appreciate it.
Well, Mackenzie, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today about this. And I really hope you have a fabulous event.
Thank you so much, Chelsea.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
You've been listening to Cleveland Connection. Access any of today's interviews at intercomcleveland.com/connection. Tune in next week at the same time for Cleveland Connection.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.